Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is
Greater Boston.
Hello and welcome to Redline. I'm your vocally interactive concierge, kiosk, innovation, but you can call me Vicky. I'd like to show you the new beauty of Redline, as brought to you by the face of Redline herself, Mayor Emily Bespin. As you'll see, the red line of today is very different than the one you remember. Gone are the frustrated masses of hurried commuters, the horrid cacophony of station buskers, the stench of transit workers. Today's red line is an elite, upscale destination where commuters of merit ride in style and arrive on time. How did we achieve this remarkable feat? Through a revolutionary inverted sliding scale pricing structure. I'm not just a fully automated ticketing machine. I'm also an impartial arbiter of every commuter's social and fiscal value. Each time you purchase commuter cash, I will evaluate your potential for subversive or antisocial behavior through careful analysis of your credit rating and financial history. Then assign you a level in our tiered pass structure based on the degree of risk you present. By requiring high-risk commuters to pay higher fees, we ensure that only those people who will respect the privilege of access will join us in Redline. We call our system Passes for the Classes. It's not just a clever rhyme. It's the law. God, I wish I didn't have to listen to that every single time I come through here.
Please insert your credit card to begin your personal value evaluation.
That's redundant. What jerk wrote this?
Thank you.
Melissa Weatherby.
How may I help you today?
I need to add funds to my Prol Pass.
I would be happy to add funds to your Prol Pass. How much would you like to add?
$25.
I'm sorry.
$25
is below the minimum threshold for this type of transaction. How much would you like to add to your Prol Pass?
The fuck's all this? What happened to the Charlie machines? $50, Vicky. They put in this new system.
I'm sorry.
$50
is below the minimum threshold for this transaction. How much would you like to add to your Prol Pass?
Automated
ticketing systems have been updated. I will be happy to help you. Please insert
the
your
whole
credit
thing
card
is a
begin.
Mess, just completely awful.
That is an unpopular opinion.
$75. You saying Charlie's gone? That's a shame. I like Charlie. He seemed like a good guy.
I'm sorry.
$75
is below the minimum threshold for this transaction. How much would you like to add to your Prol Pass? The name Charles means common man. Here at Redline, we are anything but common. Please insert your credit card to begin.
Whatever. Put $100 on my pass, Vicky.
Your line of credit has qualified you for pro-level service. How may I help you today?
I just want to get my monthly Charlie
pass. Red line, this is...
Oh, Christ! I'm going to be late for my meeting with Mayor Siddiqui.
Look at this. Nobody clean. All dirty.
Fun fact. Cambridge Mayor...
Sambul Siddiqui.
...wishes she could be just like Red Line's Mayor Emily Bespin in every way. It's true.
Everything dirty. Dirty... No people dirty still. What? Pigeons shit all over this place? Disgusting. Oh.
Thank you.
Yelena Sergeyevich.
How may I help you today?
Oh, you can eat poison and die, lousy machine.
I said $100, Vicky.
I'm sorry. Charlie passes are no longer one of our offerings. Would you like to sign up for a parole pass? I'm sorry.
Eat poison and die.
It's not one of our offerings. I'm sorry. How may I help
100.
You today? $100 is below the minimum threshold for this transaction. How much would you like to add to your prole pass?
What the hell's a prole? It's proletariat, working class. All us people at bottom of MTOL. With none of the money and all of the troubles.
That is an unpopular opinion.
You! Unpopular opinion! You should jump in river with snakes in your pockets and see which kills you first.
I'm sorry.
Jump in the river with snakes in my pockets and see which kills me first.
It's not one of our offerings. How may I help you today?
Proletarian, huh? Funny word. But that's me, all right. Ass broke with all the fucking troubles.
Excellent. I would be happy to sign you up for a parole pass.
$500
in commuter cash will be added to your new parole pass.
$500? I can't afford that.
Jesus.
You should climb high mountain until you find big mountain goat, then stand by edge of cliff and throw little rocks at goat until he is very angry. Then learn what happens.
How about you just tell me what the minimum threshold is?
I'm sorry.
Climb high mountain until I find big mountain goat, then stand by edge of cliff and throw little rocks at goat until he is very angry, then learn what happens.
Is not one of our offerings.
How may I help you today? You will learn.
With the additional $500 new card fee, this brings your total for today to...
$1,000.
Commuter cash may be added to your parole pass in increments of...
$250.
$500.
$1,000.
Or...
$10,000.
How much would you like to add
fuck
to your parole
no,
pass?
Fuck no, I'm paying you $1,000.
These are terrible options.
I'm sorry.
$1,000
is not a recognized quantity.
You're
how
listening to the wrong
like to
person.
To
cancel
pass.
Transaction.
I'm sorry. Once this transaction has been initiated, it cannot be canceled.
What?
Thank you.
Wanda McIntosh.
Your transaction is complete. Please take your credit card and prole pass.
I ain't gonna be able to pay my rent now. Fuck! We should flip this ticket machine like car after baseball game.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do that.
What? No, you shouldn't.
You get that side.
Nah, nah.
Ladies, please don't do this.
Okay.
I'm meeting with the mayor in an official capacity.
From back corner, yes.
Can't be in
that'll
the middle
do the
of the riot. This is not helping the situation.
Hey, lady, you should stand back. This shit's heavy. You would not like to be crushed under tool of oppressor.
Okay. Standing back.
Oh... Fucking A.
Oh, boy.
Machine, cancel transaction and give back card. Now.
Transaction canceled.
Hey, we'd better cheese it.
Yes, let us run now. We're supposed to discuss converting decommissioned bumper cars into self-driving Cambridge to Wonderland taxis.
Excellent. I will be happy to add $10,000 in commuter cash to your parole pass.
What?
Thank you.
Melissa, Wannabe.
Your transaction is complete. Please take your credit card and prole pass.
I can't.
Greater Boston is written and produced by Alexander Danner and Jeff Van Driesen, with recording and technical assistance from Mark Harmon. This episode featured Tanya Milojevic as the vocally interactive commuter kiosk interface, Tanya Milojevic as Melissa Weatherby, Tanya Milojevic as Wanda McIntosh, and Tanya Milojevic as Yelena Sergeyevich. Charlie on the MTA is recorded by Emily Peterson and Dirk Tiede.
People like me, we make no money, but we clean. We know how to garden. We know how to dig and dig and dig. And what these rich people, they don't know shit. Don't know shit. It's proletariat, working class. All us people at bottom of WEM, the empty well with no cows and all of the money and all of the trouble. No cows in well. Not fit. They do not fit.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In June of 2020, an amateur podcaster disappeared from the Carson National Forest while searching for the legendary Finn treasure.
But he was adamant that he was onto something big. He was obsessed. He showed her some hand-drawn map to a treasure out in northern New Mexico.
The Subjective Truth is part treasure hunt, part paranormal docudrama. Starring Addison Peacock as Graham Anderson.
Back at home, I placed the box on the counter, and I just stared at it for a while. You'd never be able to guess its social impact on the human race by looking at its simplistic design.
UFOs, ghosts, reincarnation, and liars. This is The Subjective Truth. Subscribe now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.